Welcome to Jefferson County's podcast for the people. I'm your host today, Helen Hayes. I'm the Director of Public Information for Jefferson County. And with me today, I have Jim Coker, Director of the Jefferson County EMA, and Melissa Sizemore, who is also with Jefferson County's Emergency Management Agency. And we are going to talk about flooding and what happened on October 6th last week and how you can report damage that you occurred. So quickly, Jim, give us the big picture of what we need people to do and why.
Okay, just a very few opening remarks, and then we'll pass this on to Melissa for further information. But you know, last week, Jefferson County received, I hate to say unprecedented again, we've heard that word a lot over the last year and a half, but the rain that we experienced here and the flooding impacted many areas of our county, many of our jurisdictions, our cities and towns. And in order to potentially seek a reimbursement for federal assistance, we've got to document everything. So Melissa has developed several tools to help do that. And Melissa, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you because this is vital. Because our clock is ticking and we've got to get all this information to the state as quickly as we possibly can, because this will have to go ultimately to the governor's office and then on to the federal government. Melissa?
What had happened on Wednesday the 6th was very unique in a sense, because flash flooding has a very rapid onset and a very rapid offset, which that means the floodwaters don't stick around for a long enough period of time to make any visible notice on an exterior of a home for us to be aware of what homes have sustained damage or not. The easiest way for us to know if homes have sustained damage is if the public reports it to us and lets us know that the interior of their home did take on water and they have substantial damages within the walls of their home. And the easiest way for us to do that was to be able to build this online damage portal that people can access to essentially report their damages and the types of damage that did happen within their home, whether it be electrical damage, HVAC, or just personal contents within their homes that they can't get any funds back. And that is also reportable costs. What's also important for us to know is if your home is insured or uninsured, which is also detailed within that survey as well. And it's very important that the public takes the time, the 10 minutes to do this if they did take damage, because this is how we're going to get the information to make it visible to the state and to the federal government and the people up at FEMA to be able to put together a disaster application and send that to the governor and move it up to hopefully get some type of assistance back.
You know, that's great. I think normally in the past when we have done this, you know, it's been in a situation like a tornado where you can see, you know, the damage and you know the path that it's been in. But with flooding, and this event was so widespread. And then the other thing is, a lot of homeowners insurance does not cover floods. So that's another aspect that people need to be aware of, and that will change the reporting for this incident, correct?
Correct. So if you don't have flood insurance and your homeowner's insurance does not cover the flooding, that means that you are going to incur all of the costs for the repairs of your home due to the flooding that had happened. And the easiest way for you to report that to us is by putting it through this survey and letting us know that, because then that allows us to push that information up to the people that can really decide if they're going to declare a disaster declaration or any other types of financial assistance for the people in Jefferson County to get some type of relief.
Okay, so real quick, once people put their information in there, will somebody be following back up with them?
They do put their contact information in there, and if there are any forms of assistance made available to them, we will have the ability to get back in contact with them to be able to forward them the methods in which that they can apply for that type of assistance.
Can people upload pictures on this form? And
yes, so it is required that they at least upload one photo of their damage, but they can upload up to 10 photos in there. And we encourage people to upload as many photos as possible to really document the damage that their home or their property sustained, because it's not just limited within to the four walls of their home. If they had roads washed out on their property, they have sinkholes on their property that was caused due to the flooding. Those are all applicable expenses because those are all dangers and would need to be fixed after the fact. So any type of documentation that they can provide to show us that they did sustained damage within their property is really beneficial to us.
And this is for residents who live in the city of Hoover, unincorporated Jefferson County, city of Birmingham, any municipality, but within Jefferson County's borders.
That's correct. So anybody that lives within Jefferson County, any business or any resident that sustained damage due to the floods are eligible to fill out the survey so we can have visibility on the damages that had happened on their property.
Okay. What is the link for the survey? We're going to put this in the show notes too.
www.jeffcoema.org/damage portal. And they can also access the information on our social media on Facebook and Twitter, and it's pinned on the top of the pages. And you can follow us at EMA Jeffco AL.
That's great. Thank you guys so much for all the work that you do. It's always interesting to hear how we can all work together to help solve some of these issues in the community. And I really appreciate the time today. I know you guys are busy. So we'll wrap it up. If anybody has any questions about this or information or how to get to the link for the EMA, we're going to put that in the show notes. But you can also email me here at the county. My email address is hayshh@jccal.org. And if you have ideas for other podcasts and other information you'd like to know about, just shoot me an email and we'll try to get that managed for you. So thank you for joining us on the Jefferson County Podcast for the People.
Thank you
very much. Appreciate it.